Based on what you described, that sounds most likely to be powdery mildew. Powdery mildew is a very common fungal problem that develops on the leaves of many different plants under humid weather conditions. For 100% confirmation, we'll need to send it to the Plant Disease Diagnostic Clinic. The easiest way to manage powdery mildew is to replant it with something that's resistant. You can find many cultivars labeled as powdery mildew resistant in catalogs and at the garden centers. But this particular plant seems to have sentimental value, so you may want to consider these other options. If you can, give the plant more space in the garden to allow increased airflow and light penetration. This may make the environment less favorable for the disease to form. Thin surrounding plants or transplant adjacent plants to elsewhere in the garden to give everything room. You may also want to start watering in the morning so things have time to dry out through the day, rather than being damp all night. Of course, given our weather and normal Wisconsin humidity, this may be a moot point, but it's good gardening practices nonetheless. Each year, when you see the first leaves start to get the mildew, you may want to pluck them off and dispose of them in a hot compost pile, bury them, or burn them. At the end of each year, you'll want to clean up the garden debris in the area in order to remove extra spores that may overwinter in old plant tissues. Keep in mind, this is a fairly ubiquitous problem, so it's very likely the spores will blow back in from some other area when weather conditions are correct. Finally, you may want to consider using a fungicide label for powdery mildew. Here's a fact sheet listing a number of products that are available, including organic options. As with all pesticides, be sure to read the label and follow the instructions. Also, remember that fungicides work best as a preventative measure and must be applied before the problem occurs and applied frequently per the label instructions.